This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started receiving the revelation from Almighty God, and he started conveying the message to the people around him, most specifically the people of Makkah, amongst those who came forward in animosity against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a man called Walid ibn Mughira. Walid ibn Mughira was regarded as the flower of the Quraysh. He was an eloquent man, a successful businessman, a handsome looking man, a man who was bestowed with wisdom, and all the greatness of this dunya was there with him. He was a rich man, and yet he was one of those who was deprived of the greatest of greatness, and that was Islam. And when Walid ibn Mughira heard about the call of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he would gather people in his house and he would plan and strategize against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Walid ibn Mughira passed away, he passed on his responsibility to his son Khalid ibn Walid. And Khalid ibn Walid never looked back from there on. And it is no exaggeration when I say that one of the men who was responsible for the defeat of the Muslim during the Battle of Uhud was none other than Khalid ibn Walid. Khalid ibn Walid had a patience which was unparalleled. A patience which allowed him to wait till the Muslims would make a mistake and he would attack the Muslims. And this led to the huge casualty in the ranks of the Muslims and also the defeat of the Muslims. And yet few years later, when the Muslims and the Quraysh sign a peace treaty, and the Muslims arrive to Mecca to perform the Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, Khalid ibn Walid is one of the first people the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted that he wanted to meet. And he asked his brother Walid, who had already embraced Islam, that, "Oh Walid, where is Khalid? Take me to Khalid." And Walid said, "O Messenger of Allah, Khalid has left Mecca and gone away. For he said that I fear if Muhammad arrives in Mecca and I am in Mecca, then Muhammad will not go back alive." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he did not want to break the treaty. And this is the hatred that Khalid has in his heart against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what was the response of the Prophet to this hatred of Khalid? He instructed Walid to write a letter to Khalid and let him know that Muhammad had arrived in Mecca and one of the first men he wanted to meet was Khalid. And on not finding him, he has left a note which states that a man as intelligent as Khalid, will he still not realize there is no God worthy of worship besides Allah? And I, Muhammad, is the messenger of Allah. And when they returned back to Medina, Walid ibn Walid wrote to his brother Khalid, informing him about the Prophet's visit to Mecca and that he was one of the first men whom he wanted to meet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Khalid read these letters, his eyes swelled up. He immediately went in front of the Kaaba, which was in Mecca and which is still in Mecca. He went in front of the Kaaba. He stood over there. And he announced, "O people of Mecca, O Quraysh, O leader of the Quraysh, I, Khalid ibn Walid, Khalid the son of Walid, I am going to Medina to embrace Islam in the hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if any one of you would want his children to be orphaned, would want their wives to become widow, come and stop Khalid." And no one could dare go against Khalid ibn Walid because they knew who Khalid was. And two men came out from the ranks of the Quraysh. One was Uthman ibn Talha and the other was Amr ibn al-As. And they came to Khalid and said, "Oh Khalid, you are not going alone to Medina. We will go with you to Medina to embrace Islam." Uthman ibn Talha, Amr ibn al-As and Khalid ibn al-Walid were regarded as the cream of Mecca. And no sooner did they arrive in Medina, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced, "The cream of Mecca has arrived." Walhamdulillah. Khalid ibn al-Walid embraced Islam simply because of the beautiful words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We look back into our lives today and we see that our da'wah, our approaches, our call to Islam is shallow, because our character, our ability to talk to people is disappointing. And look into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even when he is meeting with his enemies who hold hatred against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet, being a prophet of mercy, he speaks the best of words, he uses the best of expressions to talk even to his enemies, so much so that it ended up melting the hearts of men like Khalid. And after Khalid embraced Islam, he was conferred the title Saifullah, the sword of Allah. And Khalid ibn Walid retired as a man, as a military general who has never lost a battle. Only two men in the history of the world have a record like Khalid has. One is of course Khalid, and the other is Genghis Khan. Or Genghis Khan. And the difference between the two is that while Genghis Khan was known to be a tyrant, Khalid ibn Walid was known to be merciful after he embraced Islam. This is the man I wanted to talk about, because there's so much to learn from the character of Khalid ibn Walid. There is so much to learn from the interaction between the Prophet and Khalid sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is so much for us to learn that how we must engage in dealing with men who are so close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How is it therefore that we can dislike, that we can hate a man whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, regarded not only as intelligent and wise, but gave him the title Saifullah, the sword of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who love the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him. For loving the companions of the Prophet is equivalent to loving the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. Barakallahu feekum for taking your time out and listening to me. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.